Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Classic cars. Some guys and girls are right into their cars and can only dream about owning a collection like Jerry Seinfeld or
Jay Leno,
people like that. But if you do have some spare cash at the moment because you haven't been traveling as much due to COVID and maybe you've raided your super, well, you might be interested in this auction that starts on Australia Day. Slattery Auctions is putting a whole bunch of classic Aussie cars under the hammer. It runs through until the 15th of next month. And there are some real Aussie classics up for sale, Hutsy.
Two Holdens that are some of the last ever produced, and a green Tirana A9X, which is one of just two in the world.
So real collectibles. Apparently it was a West Australia owner, and he has to get rid of them. I don't know if maybe the partner just went, I'm tired of you spending all your weekends polishing cars. It's time to get rid of them or not.
Yeah, so on that item list, is there any room for a Ford Focus 2004 Ghia, you know?
Very unlikely.
Okay.
No, they're mainly sort of classic Aussie muscle cars, things like this.
When this Ford GT Phase 3 was built back in 1971, it would sell for a little over $5,000. Now it could fetch more than $1 million, and it sounds as good as new.
Yeah, I doubt the Ford Focus would sound like that if they started it up. It makes me wonder, though, if we are going to be looking, like, you know, in 50 years' time at these car auctions, if the classic cars will be things like the Kia Rio, or it'll be like, what's the opening offer on this 1997 Hyundai XL?
Somehow I don't think those cars are going
to No, this is what I mean. But, we've got cars from the 70s that are regarded as classics now. Is this what's going to happen down the track?
And there's so many of these older cars that are worth a fortune as well.
Yeah.
Not even just those ones where there's only, like, two ever made and things like that. Like, some of the older cars, it's like, how do you know what's going to be worth money in years to come? That's the tricky part.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I imagine Holdens will go up in value now that we've stopped producing them here in Australia. So
yeah.
Maybe that they're the ones to try and get your hands on if you're looking to, you know, make some cash off the car. But if you're just interested in buying that one, the Moby Dick of cars, it's, you know, top of your bucket list, and check out Slattery Auctions. And, like I said, it was a WA owner. The real story is he's got to pay back creditors. He owes, like, $240 million.
Always the way when I see these creditors. Stories.
When I first heard the story, I'm like, is that you, Clive?
Yeah.
Is that Clive Palmer? Is that him? Or anyway. I don't know. I'm thinking, maybe he just had to pay back creditors. Maybe that's why he's flogging off all these cars. Mm-hmm. I like to think, though, it's just a pain in the ass to move the damn things. He was like the Kerrigans of the castle.
Can,
like,
you move the Chimera? I need to get the Tirana out so I can get to the Commodore.
I'll have to get the keys to Cortina, but I'm going to move that Chimera.
Yeah, watch the boat, mate.
He's like, bugger it, just sell the whole lot. I'm done.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
The best way to say I'm sorry and bring people together with love and joy and all things good and shiny in this world is cupcakes.
Yeah, I suppose.
I almost feel like you could just about commit any act and then it's all of a sudden you hand over a bunch of cupcakes and it's like, oh, all is forgiven.
Unless that person that gave me the cupcake too is like gluten intolerant or something.
Then it's an act of war.
I'll never forgive you for this.
Yeah, but it's almost become an act of war, unfortunately, in Cairo, in Egypt, because this woman has decided to get very creative with her cupcakes because, you know, sometimes you hit a bit of a brick wall when it comes to cupcakes. You think, okay, what more creative ways can I, you know, create these cupcakes and do some awesome little designs?
So does she run a bakery or something?
She's a chef. She's got her own little cupcake making business, and she's part of a women's club as well, where they like to bounce off ideas when it comes to ideas for cupcakes and things. But unfortunately, her latest idea has got her in a little bit of trouble. Obviously, as part of the club, someone suggested maybe she do some maybe slightly explicit versions of cupcakes. I'm talking about cupcakes of women wearing skimpy clothing and things like that, like the laces and stuff. And
they have erotic cakes.
They do.
So why not erotic cupcakes?
Mm.
Yeah.
Obviously, though, this was enough to push the very conservative country over the edge because she actually did a couple of cupcakes which had a male phallus on the top of the cupcakes, which didn't make people too impressed because in Egypt, that sort of thing is highly frowned upon. She actually was arrested for doing this, and luckily she's out on bail at the moment. She got a $410 fine for doing so. because a bunch of women got together and they suggested maybe they do something fun and exciting because she wanted to break the routine of doing the same old boring cupcakes. But
is she getting suggestions for her cupcakes at a hen's party? Yeah, is this what's happening here?
Like, did she watch 50 Shades of Grey and was like, all right, I've got some brand new ideas. She was in a book club as well, maybe.
Or maybe it was a custom order for Miley Cyrus.
But obviously the country's Minister for Youth and Sports didn't take this one lying down, publicly declared that he would form a committee to seek out the perpetrator and punish them for making the cakes.
Settle down, it's just cupcakes,
mate. I know, that's what I reckon. I feel sorry for this lady because, you know, it's some of the laws over there are terrible. They're very harsh on people doing anything outside the tiniest little conservative sort of a box. But I think the biggest thing that went wrong was maybe when they were talking over the phone about what cupcakes needed to be made, maybe she misheard what the people were suggesting. You know, she got things mixed up. They said, you know, instead of hearing the Great Pyramids of Giza, what she actually heard was the Grey Pyramid of an old geezer. Oh. That's where she went wrong, I think.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, after just 4 years in office, but what a 4 years, showed himself out the door yesterday. He had a recorded video message for the nation, handed out a whole bunch of pardons to his friends and those that might have dirt on him, and that was it for his last day.
Yeah, I'm surprised how quietly he went out. I thought he would have been more like Julian Assange getting dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy, kicking and screaming with a big beard. He'd been hiding in the crawl space in the wall to try and not get thrown out.
Yeah, I guess he got all that out of his system just before the US Capitol riots. But yeah, 1-300-92-1250. We're curious about your last day in office. Did you go out with a bang? Did they do something special for you? That's what we're curious about. We got Rochelle from Bega on the line. Hello, Rochelle. You've had a few jobs over the years. What was the best last day at work for you?
So my favourite one would be the last day at Australia Post in Melbourne, where I was doing the round for a guy who has OCD, and he's very specific about how everything he's done and how his desk is and all that sort of stuff. And he complained to someone else that I had left it wrong one time. So this day, I just messed up everything. I took all his rubber bands, I took all his bags, and I moved everything around and basically cleaned out his desk.
I changed the keys on the keyboard, shuffled his papers out of alphabetical order, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I did all of that. I got someone to film him when he came in.
that's absolutely outstanding. Did you sort of mess up the mail as well while you're there as well? Or?
Oh, well, the mail sort of gets, you know, every day it's gone. So the mail sort of doesn't really have anything to do with it because that's someone else's problem. So I wouldn't put that on anyone else. So, I would make sure the mail went out as it was supposed to, but just everything else about his desk was like...
Poor dude.
No Cartier watch for Rochelle on her last day with pranks like that.
I heard they're in need of a CEO.
Awesome, Rochelle. Sounds like an absolute blast your last day. Thanks for getting in touch.
No worries.
Have a good one.
Guys. Bye.
See ya. Don't get any ideas, by the way, because you know I'm a little... everything in its right place.
A little OCD,
Don't mess up.
The best thing about having a partner is reminding you about, you know, your shortcomings and things. I've forgotten all about this, and my partner Rachel just messaged me on Facebook, letting me know about my last day at my first radio job in Broome. I thought I'd made a nice little impact on this town. I was there for about 14 months.
All right.
Had some great co-workers, organised a farewell drinks at the local pub.
Yeah.
I was the only one that turned up.
Oh,
none of them turned up. I waited for about an hour. No one came.
You sure they went in another pub? No. Did you get the wrong pub?
They did the old nod, because in Broome, everyone's a bit laid back. They call it Broome time because everyone's unreliable. And they're like, yeah, we'll be there. I bet you as soon as I walked out, they were like, where'd I go?
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.